Well, Kevin Brennan, MP, raised the issue in the Commons earlier this week. Joins me now. Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
And Rod Clark is the Chief Executive of the Prisoners Education Trust. Hello, Rod.
Hi, good morning.
Kevin, what's your particular point?
Well, I think this is a petty decision. There are lots of prisoners who get a great deal out of music. It's part of their rehabilitation, as the minister admitted in the Commons this week when I raised the issue. And many of them have saved up from their prison wages over a long period of time to buy these guitars, and now they're expected to hand them back in. Prisoners understand they've been deprived of their liberty, they've got to pay their debt to society, all that is correct. But this seems to me a petty decision that's going to do nothing to help them rehabilitate back into the community.
What about the risk, though, of these metal strings being used as weapons if they're in the wrong hands?
Look, when I raised this with the minister in the Commons, he didn't even know that this decision had been taken. He didn't even have a reason why it had been taken. And I haven't heard, certainly from the prisoners who've written to me about this, any sign whatsoever that this is a real problem. Because, of course, those who are allowed to keep guitars, they do have to be those prisoners who've been on good behaviour. It's an earned privilege. It's not something that's automatic. And to be quite honest with you, you could do quite a lot of damage if you really wanted to with nylon strings in any case. But what you certainly couldn't do is play the kind of music a lot of the prisoners would like to play, many of whom, you know, through playing the guitar, have learnt music, learnt to, you know, write their own songs and so on as a creative outlet and as a way of rehabilitating themselves. So I don't really think that the ministers have thought this decision through at all, and I'd like them to revisit it and reverse it.
Rod Clark, nylon strings, synthetic ones, are still available. What difference is there here?
Well, I think the main thing here is to recognise just how valuable it is to give prisoners opportunities to do something creative, like music or art, something that's constructive, that gets them working with other people, learning a skill they can take pride in, that takes them away from the behaviours that landed them in prison in the first place. Now, all that can help people develop the skills and confidence to see themselves as somebody different from the person who did the things that got them into prison. And we know that does make a difference to when they come out afterwards back into our communities. They're less likely to commit crimes and they're less likely to make victims. And that's something that's really important to all of us. Now, the important thing is to find ways of giving those sorts of opportunities. And if some prisoners, this is the thing that they're really into, this is the area of creativity that is going to make a difference to their lives, to make a difference to them when they come out on their release, I would really like to see a prison looking very carefully at the risks around individual cases, because my understanding of the rules is that governors do have a lot of discretion about how to apply the rules in individual cases, and make a kind of a balanced judgment, which isn't just about managing the risks, but also looks at the benefits.
Let's just clarify exactly what we're talking about here then. Kevin, are we saying that prisoners can't use electric guitars, but they can use acoustic guitars in the privacy of their own cell?
Acoustic guitars with nylon strings only, in other words, classical style guitars. And Billy Bragg started a great initiative a few years ago called Prison Guitar Doors, which actually donated steel string acoustic guitars to prisons. My understanding is, under the change in the rules that were introduced since last November, which these prisoners have written to me about, those guitars are no longer allowed to be used in our prisons.
Not even under supervision?
Well, that is what is what the prisoners are telling me, and they're telling me they've had to hand back, in many cases, often the most well-behaved prisoners as well, to hand back those instruments.
Yeah, but that Kevin, implies that they're not allowed to keep them in their cells, but maybe they can use them in a music room or wherever they may do.
Well, as far as I'm aware, they're not being allowed to use them at all from those prisoners who've written to me, and the minister certainly seemed completely unaware of exactly what was going on.
Okay.
So I think we need clarification.
Yeah.
And I also think we need not to have rules that are based on some petty idea that a steel string guitar is a dangerous weapon in every instance.
But there will be, I know for a fact, I've not looked at the text console while I've been doing this interview, but I know for a fact there will be people listening to this who say, well, prisoners shouldn't even have guitars in the first place, never mind metal strings. Rod Clark,
I would simply not agree with that, because prisoners go to prison as punishment, not for punishment. And if it's rehabilitative and can help them not to go back to prison again in the future, then it's common sense to allow these sorts of
things. Absolutely. And we know that allowing people these opportunities does make a difference.
Rob,
We've got the statistics that prove it.
This is an old argument, though, being sent to prison as punishment. But if they're given luxuries like electric guitars while they're in prison, it ceases to become, to some people, the level of punishment they require.
Well, let's not be under any illusion just how tough it is in prison. And having something like a musical instrument which enables you to develop your thinking, to develop a skill, something which we know does make a difference to whether you're going to go back out into our communities and you're going to commit more crimes, create more victims, or whether you're going to change yourself and lead a different life.
And that's
something that's really important that we get right.
And are we saying that denying a prisoner the right to have an electric guitar in his cell is going to affect his rehabilitation in the long run?
We know that, what we can talk about is the statistics that we've got about giving access to sort of art materials, for example. That's a simple a payment of a few pounds that we give to allow prisoners in their cells to have access to some art materials. You might think that would make no difference at all, but we know that work we've done with government statisticians, looking at what happens to these prisoners when they're released and comparing them to another group of prisoners that haven't had access to those materials, okay, it does actually make a difference. And what we need to do is get prisons not only to be about punishment, but also to be equipping people to come back into our communities, because come back into our communities they will. And it's in all our interest that they are less likely to commit crimes.
Rod Clark, Kevin Brennan, thank you very much indeed. A spokesperson for the Prison Service told us, as a result of this government's reforms, prisoners who do not engage with their own rehabilitation now have far fewer privileges. All prisoner possessions are only allowed at the discretion of individual governors.